basically on May 24th, we have instituted a regulatory lever here. Oklahoma is a use and file system for insurance. That means companies use them and file them across the board. And in related to the specific line of earthquake coverage, we are asking that for prior approvals to be made. Since the latest USGS seismic map that came out for the first time ever that indicates seismic induced seismic activity, we are seeing some increases come across. And before these companies start increasing dramatically across the board, rate increases, we are asking that using our regulatory methods for that to be used by prior approval, which is to protect. It's a protective move to protect Oklahoma consumers. And we're going to be asking a lot of questions of insurance companies. Basically, we're going to be looking at more granular claims data, getting an understanding of the historical claims picture relative to earthquake insurance in the state of Oklahoma. This is an opportunity for consumers who have an insurance question or concern to come talk to us at the Oklahoma Insurance Department. They would need to register in advance to be able to speak. But again, I believe that this is it shows leadership on our part at the Oklahoma Department of Insurance, and we really want to get our arms around this, again, as a fact-finding event before rate increases impact consumers into the future.
So you make it sound like maybe there's something wrong with what's happening. Is that the intent here, to look into that or what?
Well, no, this is a proactive fact-finding measure, which is under our regulatory authority, to bring in insurance companies and consumers and find out. This is a new phenomenon for the state of Oklahoma. We haven't been dealing with this for a lot of years, but we want to make sure that Oklahomans are being treated fairly. We want to take a look at how the rates, and we are inviting folks in from Lloyd's of London, from the Reinsurance Association of America, insurance agents. We want to hear the full spectrum of what they're seeing in the insurance market, because there's 10 counties in the state of Oklahoma that have 90% of the earthquakes, but we want to make sure that the rates are justified for any rate increases that we're seeing, because relatively the market is, there's about six or seven carriers that have 70% of the earthquake market in the state of Oklahoma. So, again, this is proactive measure, fact-finding for Oklahoma consumers.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they've done anything wrong.
Absolutely not. It does not mean that any insurance company has done anything wrong. Basically, what this means is, this is new for all of us in the state of Oklahoma. Insurance is my lane of traffic to regulate, and we want to know and understand exactly what's happening for Oklahoma consumers. Everything may be fine, but again, we want to capture this information. It's not really been high on the radar screen prior to 2012, and now that we have a consistent earthquake issues, well, one of the other things that we want to make sure under a confidential manner is that insurance companies are prepared that write earthquake insurance coverage if we were to have a more sizable earthquake event in the state of Oklahoma. We know that they're prepared for tornadoes and ice and wind and hail, but we also want to know that they're prepared if we have a larger event with their tools and resources. As we know, earthquake events happen around the world, and we want them to be prepared for Oklahoma.